Well, first off, obviously, you know, we had the fight in London, which it was coming off such a long layoff. I mean, looking back at it, I mean, what takeaways were there for you from that fight? Obviously, it was disappointing, the result, but, you know, what were the big takeaways for you?
Yeah, obviously, I'm disappointed in the result, but styles make fights, and Macklin did what he needed to do to get the win. Obviously, it wasn't exciting for the fans in obviously an aspect of what I wanted to do, because obviously I wanted to put a show on for the fans like I always do. But I'm happy. I don't feel like I've lost. I feel like I've learned a big lesson in a, because obviously a couple of mistakes that I made, what I know for next time, and I'm just happy that I got three rounds in, to be honest, because even though I've had two fights before the Brendan fight in 2012, that was the last time I had a three-round fight. And obviously, and then I fought in Brazil. I got put to sleep in a minute and 20. And then a year later, I put someone to sleep in a minute and 20. So even after the Backstrom fight, when I won, in the back of my mind, I thought, I wish I'd have done that in the second round, or I wish I'd have done that in the third round. But it is what it is. So to get three rounds in, and I didn't gas, and I felt good, just proves that my training's good and my body held up well. I'm no injuries. I've come out of the fight feeling heartbroken, but feeling good on the hand that I'm not injured and I'm good to go again. So I just want to, obviously, it's experience as well, but I just want to get back in there as soon as possible, get back on winning ways, and just get the time in.
Yeah, well, and obviously before that fight, there was a lot of back and forth with you and Mac One, and it looked like afterwards you kind of buried all that and sort of shook hands and sort of put all that to bed. I mean, you know, how are things between the pair of you now?
Good. Mac One spoke to me after the fight. Obviously, he called me out because he wanted to get a fight, and I understand that. So, but it's one of them. It's like, if you're going to say something about, I didn't start the bad blood, as you say. I'm just going to react to it. I'm not one to talk shit. I'll do all my talking in the octagon. But if someone's going to say something about me, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to say something back. So that was that. And obviously after the fight, we had a chat. And you know what? He's actually a really nice person. And got much respect to him.
That's good. That's good to see. I know sometimes these things sort of happen artificially, and sometimes they just happen organically. But the good thing is, after the fight, you can, you know, when you've been in an octagon for 15 minutes, sort of scrapping it out, then, you know, if you can't have respect for someone after that, then I guess, you know, there really is a problem between you. But that, you know, that sort of thing, from my point of view, was really good to see, for sure.
It's good, because obviously when you fight someone for 15 minutes, You go to places with them that not many people do, and you know what I mean, you're both fighting to get the win, and you find things out about each other, and after it, you do gain respect for your opponent.
No, it was great to see. It's great to see. Now, obviously, the next step for you is presumably getting back in there as early as possible. It's good news that you say you've not got any injuries as a result of that fight. So presumably you want to get in there as early as possible. Have you got anything in particular that you're looking to target? I mean, obviously we've got an event in Rotterdam coming up soon. Would that be something timeline wise that would sort of fit you?
The Rotterdam card would be perfect. It's 8 weeks away, and I'm already in shape to fight. I'm probably a week away from getting in shape to fight. It's like two weeks at the most to get obviously in shape to fight. Cause I'm fit now. I always keep fit. I always keep my weight down, and I'm always training. So now I'm just learning as I do in the gym until I get the call. But yeah, I just want to get back in there. I want to make up for lost time. Obviously, it's not been my choice to be injured and not fight. I don't want to be. It's been out of my hands. If I could, I want to fight as much as I can. But if you're injured, there's nothing I can do about it. So I just wish and I hope that the UFC understands that. And I know I'm coming. And I know I lost my fight. And I know I've not got the right to say this and say that. And I want him and I want that, because I'm not bothered with a fight at the end of the day. I'm not bothered who it is. I'm not bothered where it is. Featherweight or lightweight, I just want to fight. I want to get in there. I love to fight. I just want to express everything in the octagon, and I want to build up. I want to let the fans know who I am and what I'm about, and I don't want to drift off again like I have done in the past. I want to keep busy. If I'm injury free, put me back in.
No, that's fantastic. That's good to hear as well. Obviously, it wasn't your day on on Fight Night in London, but your teammate Scott had a fantastic performance, and obviously capped it off with a nice knockout and a bonus. I mean, as a teammate of his, how proud of him were you? Given his back was up against the wall a little bit going into that one.
Yeah, definitely. And big props to Scott Askham for obviously for getting the win and for getting the knockout and for getting the bonus. But big props to our coach as well, Darren Morris. Obviously keeping him positive, keeping him learning new things in the gym and getting his head in the right position and in the right place, in the right frame of mind, keeping everything under control for him so he's ready to fight and put on that performance. Darren's been a big help for him and he's been a big help for me, and without him I don't think that he would have got that win. But yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing for him and I'm buzzing for the team.
Great stuff. Well, hopefully we'll see you back in there soon, maybe later this spring or some point this summer, but fingers crossed we'll see you back in there soon.
Thank you very much, mate. I need to go whenever, so yeah, thank you.